This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The MBTA's general manager, Richard Davey, will join us in a moment to preview this afternoon's cold commute. But first, I'm joined in the studio by All Things Considered host Sasha Pfeiffer. Hi there, Sasha.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's coming up today?
So a mix of international, national, and local. The international is this really terrible airport bombing at Moscow's busiest airport. The death toll is at least 30. The list of wounded is at nearly 170. We're going to hear about that. Nationally, Rahm Emanuel, the former White House chief of staff, was told by an Illinois appeals court today that he cannot appear on the ballot for Chicago mayor.
Big news.
Because of his residency issues. He says he's going to appeal, but he only has about a month to wrap that up. And then locally, we're going to be talking about this so-called blacklisted seafood dinner tonight that's happening at Legal Seafoods in Park Square, where fish that are supposedly not sustainable will be on the menu, because Roger Berkowitz is saying, look, it's not black and white, that many of these supposedly blacklisted fish are fine to eat if they're grown or caught in the right places, and he doesn't want people to be sheep who just blindly follow those seafood watch lists and might not realize it's okay to eat certain types of fish that are supposedly blacklisted.
Well, a great mix of stories coming up at the top of the hour with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer and All Things Considered. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, the Arctic pressure system hovering over New England is supposed to move on Tuesday. But today, in sub-zero temperatures, many workers still had to brave the elements outside. We found some of them in Brookline's Coolidge Corner.
My name's Madeline Abrams. The cold weather, I feel like the tea is running just as smoothly and such, but it shouldn't. It should run more smoothly and more frequently. It's freezing waiting outside.
My name's Jennifer, and I'm from Iowa. I'm wearing my ski coat instead of my pea coat, and I turned my heat down because my house is really angry.
My name is Comfort. It's too cold, very, very cold, two degrees. I'm from West Africa. It's really hot there. I did miss it because it's very cold here.
Oh, I think everyone feels our pain today. But at least those folks made it to work. And for many commuters, the morning ride on the MBTA was a mess. And they had a tough time getting to work. Late buses, canceled trains, major delays on the green, blue, and orange line. So for answers, we're joined now by MBTA General Manager Richard Davey. Hi there, Mr. Davey.
Magna, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I didn't have such a problem getting into work today, but others did. Let me just read a couple tweets that we got to us via Universal Hub. Jennifer Musso says, hundreds of people waiting for shuttle buses at Oak Grove, sub-zero weather. Station worker says he's not answering any more questions. A tweet coming out of North Station says, T alerts failed, Haverhill 208 canceled, people waiting in record cold for 45 minutes. So what is it that those alerts, that text system, how did that fail this morning?
No, and I got those tweets as well. So that one there, we're working on, and it's going to be addressed later this week. The problem that we have on T alerts is that between commuter rail and my OCC, there are too many people to drop the ball, and unfortunately the ball was dropped today. But, you know, the bottom line for us is, had we not had the significant service issues, we wouldn't have had to be using T-alerts today. So, you know, we did not put our best foot forward, particularly if you were an Orange Line customer or, frankly, a Haverhill Line customer. We're working hard to make sure that the commute home tonight is better and that tomorrow morning, which is also going to be cold, is much better than what people experience
and
today.
These service problems are specifically due to the cold, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, on commuter rail, for example, on the Haverhill Line, we had a signal issue last night, which we are aware of. We had crews out there working all night and the sub-zero weather, and they could not get it back until about 9:30 this morning. So, you know, they had their best efforts out there, and they still could not get it done before the rush hour. Orange Line, you know, the equipment being old is not an excuse, but that is the reality. And the cold weather really made it difficult for those trains, the Orange Line in particular, for the braking system. The air is we have an air braking system on all lines, but the Orange Line in particular just really was tough. But we're definitely looking to improve both for tonight and tomorrow's commutes.
Richard Davey, let me ask you. I mean, I think a lot of commuters appreciate hearing your mea culpas right now, but, you know, it gets cold in Massachusetts. What gives? The tea should be able to handle this, right?
No, it does. I mean, in the tea's defense, it was the coldest day in 6 years in Boston. But with that said, you're absolutely right that it shouldn't surprises that it snows and it gets cold. But in this instance, I think because of such the extreme cold, you know, we have extreme cold weather policies we put in place. For example, we had locomotives running in some places all night last night just to keep them warm. And the same was true in the Blue Line. Actually, the Blue Line was a pretty decent commute, but we parked most of those trains in our tunnel system last night to keep them warm. And, you know, and by warm, it means 20, 30 degrees, but it's a lot better than you know, -2, -5.
But, so just in the last second that we have you here, literally seconds, afternoon commute going to be better?
I hope it is. We're working to make sure it is. But just, again, ask people to check MBTA.com for any possible service alerts. But we are working hard to make it better today.
MBTA General Manager Richard Davey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And writers, send your tweets to us at Radio Boston. Let us know how it goes this afternoon. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Do stay warm out there and join us again. My name is Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be back tomorrow with more Radio Boston. We'll